Flattery is comparable to suntan lotion or ski wax. It can't be too often or too recklessly applied, said Lewis Lapham. Flattery is comparable to suntan lotion or ski wax. It can't be too often or too recklessly applied. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with our instant inspiration on flattery. Flattery is comparable to suntan lotion or ski wax. It cannot be too often or too recklessly applied. When's the last time you gave a compliment to someone? Let's say you gave a compliment to yourself. When's the last time you gave a compliment to yourself and said, "Hey, I like me. Hey, I did pretty good on that. That was very nice. I feel very, very confident, very happy with what I've done. It's a very satisfying thing that I've done." Now, when's the last time you said that to yourself? Probably too long ago. When's the last time you said it to somebody else? It's more likely you said, "Hey, you dumbhead. Hey, you stupid person. Hey, you did this mistake, you did that mistake. How come you're so stupid and so dumb?" And isn't that more likely?
Yes,
altogether too much more likely. I would recommend to each one of us that this day forward, we make a vow to ourselves. I will speak only compliments to myself and others. I will speak only compliments to myself and others. I will speak only compliments to myself and others. Ingeborg, do you remember anyone who said something similar to that?
Yes.
Speak up.
You said it already.
Do you remember anyone who said something similar to that?
Yeah, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything.
Right. The rabbit Thumper in Bambi, he said, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Bambi was talking about Thumper was talking about Bambi being such a little gangly baby that he was just born, couldn't stand up, he kept falling down. And Thumper was about to say, "Oh, look at him." And Thumper's mother said, "Thumper?" In other words, "Thumper, what have I been teaching you?" And Thumper said, "If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all." And I think this should apply to us. It's a wonderful statement that we can use in all areas of our life. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. That is a flatter. That is a compliment. That is the truth. Now, what if you constantly said to your son, "You're a genius, you're a genius, you're a genius," and he's a stupid jerk. He cannot pass his grades. He does not do anything. But you just keep saying, "You're a genius." You don't say, "Son, your grades are terrible." He knows it. "Son, you're doing stupid in school." He knows it. "Son, you're not brilliant." He knows it. "Son, your mother and father are college doctors and graduates and stuff like that, and here you come along with less than..." He knows it. Don't ever say anything to him except a compliment. Say, "Son, I'm so proud of you. You made 50% on the grade. I'm so proud of you." He made 35% before. And then, "Son, I'm so proud of you. He made 75%, you know." And as he goes along, don't pay attention to the grades. Pay attention to him. Say, "Son, I'm so proud of you. You're a genius. I know that one of these days you're going to blossom in some beautiful way. It's going to surprise all of us. Not that you're not doing well now. You're doing well now. But you're going to surprise us with some magical way that you're going to be expressing yourself. You're a genius. You're a genius. You're a genius." Now, Ellen went around talking to all the babies and saying, "You're a genius." But the mothers immediately said, "Yes." The mothers immediately said, "Yes." And Ellen said, "Well, are you bringing your genius along?" To one father one time. And he said, "My genius? Yes, yes, I'm bringing my genius." "Which one?" They're all geniuses. And this is the way parents and teachers and everyone should treat people. Now, what is the best motivation to do a better job? To compliment someone. What is the best motivation to follow the rules? To compliment them. Even if they're not following the rules, you say, "You know the rules, and I'm so proud of you. You always make me so proud of you." You always do everything right and good and beautiful, blah, 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 blah. You know, you say these things and say these things, and it's not a blah, 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 blah. But you say these things, I should say, et cetera, et cetera. You say these things and you say these things, but you mean what you say. You cannot say that with one side of your mouth and the other side of your mouth saying, 35%, that's not a very good grade, you know. You can't say that. You got to say, 35%, that's a wonderful grade. And you're a genius, you're fabulous. I see you doing just so, and I see you enjoying your courses so much. I see you enjoying your subjects. I see you enjoying everything you do. And my goodness, a child will rise in its own estimation of itself, and it will outpicture whatever it believes about itself. And when you can have it and help it and train it, the child, to believe about itself that it's a genius, wow, that is just the greatest. You know, that's the greatest. Now, do you, and this is the telling point, do you have the patience to do it? Do you have the patience when someone comes with you at something that's less than perfect and for you to say, you're wonderful, you did a great job? And can you look at someone that you absolutely despise, you absolutely hate, you'd like to cut their arms off and their heads off and everything else, just obliterate them? Can you say, I love you, you're wonderful, I believe in you, I believe in you. If you don't believe in me, you hate me. No, I believe in you. You don't believe in me, you hate me. I believe in you. I believe in myself, and you're my reflection, and I believe in you. You haven't acted like that in the past. I believe in you. But there is no past. There's only the now, only the present. I believe in you. But I believe in you. And pretty soon there's no more buts. Pretty soon there's no more objections to the fact that you believe in them. Because that's your choice. That's your privilege, your decision to believe in them. And it's their choice and decision to believe in themselves. Now, they may have hated you as much as you hated them, but what did you do? You merely spoke your word and said, I believe in you. I love you. I like you. You're fantastic. You're beautiful. You're glorious. You're wonderful. And then what happens? Then a change takes place in you. The other person can remain exactly the same, but a change takes place in you because you are not at all intimidated by whatever is said. You are beyond that. You see, flattery is what accomplishes miracles. And when the flattery is sincere, the miracles are great miracles. When the flattery is insincere, like the mother saying to her son, he's a genius, and unfortunately she's grinding her teeth saying, I wish. But say he's a genius and watch it respond. Watch it respond. As you call the child a genius, he will demonstrate that genius in his life. And you will see the magic of the miracle of your word demonstrating itself in a perfect, beautiful, fantastic pattern. Now, this is your choice. This is your choice, whatever you want out of life. If you're going to ask out of life unfortunate things, you're going to get them. If you're going to ask out of life happy things, you're going to get it. Flattery is comparable to a suntan lotion or a ski wax. It can't be too often or too recklessly applied. Use it. Now, if you cannot be complimentary to one another, to yourself, or to your world, then you might as well close shop, because you're on the downward slide and you're going to be gone very shortly. But if you can love yourself and love your world and love everyone in it and find good in everyone, you will be the miracle person of the century. This is what it's all about. Flattery is comparable to suntan lotion and ski wax. It can't be too often or too recklessly applied. Pay attention to that for yourself, because it's the miracle that we're giving to you today, free, gratis. Because I like me, and I like everyone in my world, and that includes whoever is listening. Whoever is listening, I love you, I love you, I love you. I see you fantastic. I see you glorious. I see you fulfilling the highest and best that you're capable of doing. I see you're a genius right now. But of course, you knew that, didn't you? I love you. Have a good day.
Yeah. Never.